Morning, Denver. Wake up. This is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell. That's Bob Bells. And this is
John Fogerty.
Oh, yeah. Great song. Our guest today is a guy who looked at the Lord and said, Put me in, coach. Listen in. Don't change that dial.
The Great Commission, as told by Fogerty. The Great Commission, as told by Fogerty.
Maybe thinking to yourself, is it my time? Should I be saying, put me in, coach? The answer is yes. Glad you listened to the program. You're going to be blessed by meeting Brent Bettman, our guest today, and hearing about his life. Hopefully you'll be blessed by the wisdom of Bob Belts as he encourages you in your own faith to think about, is this the time? Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. And at some point in our lives, we better get to that moment, hadn't we, Bob?
Yeah, and you know, I was just thinking, we, a lot of times on the show, really encourage guys that haven't made that first step, that really need to, you know, get to know Jesus, open their lives, invite him in, get going. But maybe today we need to talk to those that have done that, but are sitting in the dugout a little bit, or maybe are just disconnected. You know, I keep running into guys all of the time that when they find out, you know, that we've kind of launched Highline and have a church going, that just say, you know, I haven't been anywhere for, you know, 5, 6 years, whatever. And we want to encourage you to get reconnected and then in the game.
What in the world kind of shirt are you wearing today, by the way? What does that say?
It's a Rolling Stone shirt, which I don't ever preach in, but, you know, we can actually do the show. And a couple of weeks back, Mick Jagger's birthday. So it's, you know, he's 69. He's getting really old, man.
Not you quite know? As old as us.
I know, but it always makes me feel good to know that I will always be younger than Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger. So there.
Amen. So let's introduce our guest, Brent Bettman. Brent, welcome aboard. Good to see you, friend.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to talking with both of you today.
Well, you're talking to thousands of people, by the way, so don't just think it's us. You better tighten up.
That's right.
Get nervous.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
You're nervous. Now's
Hello,
the time,
everybody
Brent.
Out there. I'm excited to talk with all of you.
So tell us about your background. Where were you born? What were you doing as a kid hanging around your house? What were your parents like? What was the feeling?
Absolutely. I'm thankful to the Lord for the Christian heritage that I have growing up. I was born in South Dakota. Grew up in Nebraska, a little town called Fremont, just outside of Omaha. Went there all through high school.
Wait a minute. What town in South Dakota?
Aberdeen, a little town up in northeastern South Dakota. It's kind of the pheasant hunting capital of the world.
Mm. I played in the old Basin League in Chamberlain, South Dakota. Played Pierre, Sioux Falls, Rapid City.
Aberdeen Pheasants. I think they're a farm team of the Baltimore Orioles.
You know, I was a long summer. I think I was there for
Earl
Two and
Weaver.
A half months felt like 5 years.
Earl Weaver, I believe, was a manager there.
He was
40 years ago.
Jim Palmer, I know, played in the Basin League, and I played with Stearns Brothers for Terry Schischler. Terry's passed on, but if you're a Hinkley guy listening, I liked Terry Schischler. Great guy, great manager.
Now, there's a lot of guys out there that actually spend a lot more time on the western side of South Dakota, right around Sturgis, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sturgis was one of the cities in the Basin League, but I don't remember. The motorcycle. Have you been to this motorcycle?
My family tree actually goes back through Deadwood and Sturgis, which is kind of a weird
old gunfighters.
So, yeah.
Why Sturgis is the headquarters for this big
They started it like in 1938, 39, something like this, and they had 50 motorcycles. And it's just crazy because it just kept every year. First of all, I think it was maybe the first time anybody had done something like that. Let's get a bunch of guys that ride motorcycles together, and they kind of all showed up. And then, through the years, and when I was there, they had 300,000 motorcycles in a town of 5,000. Figure that one out. I mean, it was insane, So anyway.
Just the logistics that are making me crazy.
Right. Not like the Pheasant League or whatever it was.
But Basin anyway. League.
There you go.
Aberdeen right. Pheasants. Go ahead. Right. Now you're in Nebraska.
I grew up in Nebraska. I grew up in a Christian home. Thankful for that heritage that both my parents instilled in our family. And from high school, had a youth pastor in my life who was very influential and encouraged me to strengthen and grow deeper in my walk and faith with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I made a decision to come out west, to go to Colorado, and to move out of the house as a 18-year-old student and begin my college career at Colorado Christian University over in Lakewood.
And that's where you are now with a bunch of great guys out there.
Blessed to be an employee at the university since 2008, just under the leadership of Bill Armstrong. It's a great place to work, just an exciting vision and mission, and it's just fun to be on board and see all the good things that God's doing at the school.
He's not only Armstrong, he's headstrong, he's leadership strong, he's teammate strong, but most of all, he's heart for Christ strong, isn't he?
Amen.
Bill, heart for Christ strong. Let's see if we can change his name. That was a good step for you guys when he became president.
Absolutely. He really kind of just started moving the university in the right directions and really put us on the map. And, I'm proud to have my CCU diploma hanging on the wall and feel like it's becoming more and more valuable every day. So grateful for that.
So you're the regional enrollment director. What does that person do every day?
Regional enrollment director.
What's your day look like?
My day looks like I have a territory that I'm responsible for. It's pretty much the Denver Metro from the Continental Divide out east to Kansas and from Castle Rock north to about Westminster. And I have a team of 5 enrollment counselors, just superb folks who are on my team. And we're out there every day rubbing elbows with folks in the community, recruiting adult students who need to go back and maybe finish a bachelor's degree or even start a bachelor's degree. And then also working with folks who want to go on and maybe get a master's degree in counseling, business administration, education. So I feel that our role is very vital because we're really preparing folks to go out and to change the world and influence the world that that they're working in.
So I like the atmosphere you're in, and know they're blessed to have you. So Amy likes where you are now in this slot in your life. Tell us about your own family.
Yeah,
now.
Let me tell a little bit about my own family. I have a wonderful wife, Amy. We've been married for 17 years.
She's 17 years? Gee whiz, how old are you?
Well,
you look like you're about 20.
I got a few gray hairs around the ears. Yeah. So just trust me, folks. They're there. I know you can't see them, but got a few great ones coming in. Been married to Amy for 17 years. She's also a CCU alum. We met at the university. She came out to CCU from Northeast Ohio on a basketball scholarship. Felt like God called her out here to play basketball. And so we met at the university. She is a fourth grade teacher in Jefferson County. She's been doing that for over 9 years. And we have one daughter, Hannah, who will be in fourth grade. And she just loves life. Loves the Lord, loves swimming, horseback riding, rock climbing, you name it. She is interested in doing it.
I bet that was tough for you to talk Amy into loving you.
Yeah, I think they call it marrying up, I believe. So I think I did
pretty
well.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it ourselves.
Definitely.
She's great. So it's good to know there's more going on out there at CCU than just studying and praising the Lord. We got Amy and Brent falling in love out there. So what about this chaplaincy? How long ago did this start for you?
2006. And Bo, I don't know if you've heard this, but you were really kind of my inspiration for starting a chaplain ministry to the motor racing community of Colorado National Speedway, which is about 5 miles north of the metro area up in Erie.
I remember you talking to me about it, but I don't remember saying anything that would be inspirational.
Well, I think what
it's really good to know, by the way, that Bo has inspired someone. This is good.
I felt like God was saying, Brent, Where is the world's greatest need and your greatest passion? Where do those two things intersect? And obviously we know that the world's greatest need is for folks to have a personal relationship with Christ and to fall in love with him and to follow him. But where does that intersect with your passion? And where those two things intersect, I think, is really where God wants to use you and where he can use you most effectively. And, you know, I see what Bo does with the Nuggets and some of the other ministries that he's been involved in. And I thought, God, how can I take my love and passion for you and use that with my passion that I have for sports and for interacting with people and just loving on folks? And he just revealed to me that there's a need in our motorsports community here in Colorado. I don't come from a motorsports background. I'm not a gearhead. I don't know how to turn a wrench or know anything about motors. And so I thought, well, God, if you're calling me to that, then there's got to be some other people in the community that you place this on their hearts. And so I started just reaching out to some acquaintances and some folks that maybe I wasn't even really that connected in within the ministry world, and said, you know, this is what God's talking to me about. Has he said anything to you? And some of them were saying, yes, let's sit down and talk about this. And so in 2007, we approached the track management and ownership up at Erie. And they said, you know what, there is a need for this kind of activity or for this chaplaincy in our community. So many times a driver or someone is hauled off the track in an ambulance and their wife or girlfriend or their crew are left there not knowing, with nobody to talk to. Or maybe, you know, he told me a story about a fan, a small child falling out of the stands. And of course, there's first responders there to care for the physical need, but nobody did maybe minister or to, you know, take care of the personal and the spiritual needs. And so we put a proposal together. They accepted it. And we started our ministry there in 2008. We've added three chaplains since. So there's a team of four guys, Jim Mitchell, Brian Rogers, Kyle Foote are my kind of counterparts in ministry up there. And there's a chaplain up there every Saturday. And it's really just a ministry of presence and availability. These guys are there to race, to do a job, or it's just a hobby that they love. And so we don't want to be in the way. We just want to be there as someone who is available if they need someone. And so racing is very much a close, tight-knit community. And so they're not real open and receptive to outsiders. So it took a couple of years for them to figure out, who are these people? Are they here to browbeat us with the Bible and the gospel? And they realized, no, that we were there just to love on them, to support them and encourage them. And so, you know, we're there every Saturday. We pray with the guys before they go out onto the track. And, you know, in working on my master's degree and doing research, you know, whether you're a believer or not, there's research that shows that praying with somebody, especially in professional athletes, that it does have a physiological calming effect on their being and their heart and their spirit. And so God's done some amazing things through us being able to be at the racetrack. I could tell you many, many stories of how he's just blessed us being up there.
Don't you think that's good, Bob, how God works and lets us kind of serve in ways that we're interested in and maybe even meet our own ego needs? That's not obviously why we do this stuff, but it's always good he matches it that way, rather than just people that think, like you used to say, oh, I've now become a Christian, I need to go to Calcutta and act like Mother Teresa.
Yeah, no, that, you know, I, as you said that, the verse pops into my mind is delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And you know, sometimes we don't even know what the desires of our hearts are, I don't think. And yet as we, you know, you get into a relationship with Christ and you grow, and just like Brent was saying, you try and be sensitive to you know, and it would be great actually to have you, even Brent, maybe talk about when, you know, when you say God began to say, you know, show me or whatever, a lot of people don't really even know, what is that? I mean, is he like giving visions? Is there, you know, audibles coming in? And sometimes it's just the prompting, you know, you kind of begin to sense that you're being kind of prodded in a certain, you know, certain direction. And I think as you are responsive to that, out of trying to, you know, be Christ's man, that a lot of times you find yourself in, you know, some pretty wild situations that really do meet this delight and desire of your heart. And, you know, we've experienced that a little bit, your love for baseball, my love for movies, and seeing how in kind of crazy ways we've sort of gotten dropped into these experiences. So for Brent, it's been motorsports a little bit here. So, yeah.
I understand what you're saying, Bob. And I think, you know, for me, that prompting, or, you know, we would know it as the Holy Spirit, but it's kind of just something that's stirring in your, mm-hmm. in your heart and in your mind. Mm-hmm. And you feel like someone or God is calling you to take action, to take a step forward. And I would encourage folks that if they're feeling or sensing that mm-hmm. you can kind of confirm that with people that you can confide in, or that you maybe go to for advice and say, this is what I feel like I'm being led to do. What do you think? Does that make sense? So, you know, I think God wants us to confirm that with, mm-hmm. you know, spiritual advisors and people that we trust that are around us in our life.
You're good at what you do, friend, and that's one reason we wanted to have you as a guest on the show. Our guest is Brent Bettman. You're listening to his story, what he does now at CCU and with MRO Association.
I would be totally negligent, too, not to point out that he's actually also part of our family at Highline Community Church, and we are so, you know, grateful to have he and Amy there. They got a great servant spirit, and they plug in, and they add a lot to our community. So it's a double blessing for me to have him here.
Good pastor you got there.
Man, I love Pastor Bob, love his teaching and how he's just leading us through the word and giving us some real life application that we can walk away with on Sunday morning and put it to good use.
If you do need a place to worship on Sundays, I'd recommend Highline 1015, just off the corner, Hampton, Colorado. It's actually off Colorado Boulevard, just back there ways, 3651. 1015 service. Bob is the single best Bible teacher in America.
I'll second that.
It's true.
So, back to Brent.
Yeah, Brent, tell us what you're looking for.
Enough about
to.
Me. What do you think about me?
Thank you, Richard Beach. His favorite thing to say. What are you looking forward to? What's coming up next?
You know what? We're kind of getting close to the last few months of the race season. We're kind of in the dog days of summer. And, you know, I would just encourage people, if they're looking for something to do, to, you know, head out to the racetrack. Say hello to us while they're out there. It's a great, great place to bring family, or to do a father-son maybe activity if you're looking for something to do this summer. And
yeah, you know, tell us, give us some times, and you know what do you do? You drive up there and you know, just kind of pull in and
absolutely. Colorado National Speedway is affiliated with NASCAR. It's a NASCAR sanctioned racetrack, and so there's lots of different series that race out there. Every Saturday from April until the end of September. I believe National Anthem and Invocation is about 6 o'clock, and then racing goes till about 10. But if folks come out there, it's a fairly inexpensive ticket and just a great family atmosphere. You know, one thing that I've discovered about motorsports is there's definitely a family environment, and there is definitely a kind of a Christian thread that runs throughout motorsports. Obviously, it had its roots kind of started in bootlegging, but in the South, in the Bible Belt, and so.
Well, that's a Christian activity.
There you go.
It's just, no, wait.
Racing started with bootlegging.
With bootlegging. Moonshiners would hop up their cars so they could outrun the cops when they were transporting their liquor from one place.
So that's kind of the NASCAR origins, huh? Is that
that's the origins of NASCAR?
Huh. Who is that guy that sings? Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. You're all tuned up with.
I don't know.
Huh.
The devil we'll got the moonshine. That. And huh. The mountain. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day. There you go.
There you go.
So there he was. Out racing.
He was out racing the local
law enforcement.
Law enforcement, yeah, absolutely.
Huh. Hang on, I'm going to pull that guy up. Robert Mitchum, I think it was.
The one movie, very well could be.
There's a movie, Thunder Road.
Thunder Road, yeah. Well, hey, okay, now
hang on,
so let's go back to the Christian atmosphere at the racetrack. So anyway, kind of wholesome place to be.
I think it's wholesome entertainment, and I think you find that from the local track across the country all the way up to the Sprint Cup Series, the guys that you see racing on Sunday afternoons on television. And the organization that we're affiliated, Motor Racing Outreach, their headquarters is in Charlotte Motor Speedway, Concord, North Carolina, and they minister to the folks on the cup level, and they really fly that MRO flag. And so that gives credibility to what we're doing on a local level. You know, people recognize MRO. And so they have that kind of respect for us that we've been through some kind of trauma response training, and we know how to maybe minister to their spiritual needs. And so as drivers are up and coming, and as they kind of go through the ranks and maybe work their way up to Sprint Cup level, we're hoping that they're receptive then to, you know, being a part of what maybe God's doing in their life, and to folks maybe leading devotions and chapels and praying with them before they climb into their car to compete.
Is there any more fulfilling life available, guys, than when Christ gives meaning and purpose to your life, pulls you off the bench, and uses you in the lives of other people like Brent's being used?
Yeah, give some encouragement about Put Me In, Coach, because you even picked the song. So anyway, it's a big need, isn't it?
I agree. And again, I think God is calling us to take action. And I think it's up to you to find out where is it that he wants to use you. And as I was thinking about sharing something with the folks today, Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 came to my mind. And as I look at that in the message version of Scripture, it talks about we need to agree with each other, love each other, be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside. Help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage, but forget yourself long enough to lend a helping hand to others. So it's really saying, God, I'm going to let you take first place in whatever it is that you're calling me to, or whatever it is that you want me to do, whether it be in family, career, ministry, hobby. Lend a helping hand. Be active, be involved, and do something for somebody else.
Amen. So Peter Drucker saying, when the facts are clear, the decisions will jump out at you and get easier. Well, one of the facts is we have a need to be in relationship with our Creator. Fact, part of that is service. And where do we fit? So if you're listening today and think, I could plug into that, get in touch with Brent and let's see, either at CCU, where we're talking about your work there, or at MRO. It's good to be off the bench, and the coach says, come in. I thought I was permanently on the bench 21 years ago. I had some problems that came into our lives, my fault, and slowly God pulled me off the bench, put me back in the game, and I enjoy when I get to be part of the process of blessing somebody else.
Absolutely. And I would say, tell folks, you know, if they're interested in what I'm doing in terms of race ministry, they can go to racechaplain.com and check out what's happening here locally in terms of ministry to motorsports. And from there's some links where they can check out motor racing outreach and get involved that way. But yeah, definitely be, you know, talking to people and say, you know, this is what I feel like is stirring in my heart and mind. What do you think? Should I go for it? And if they're encouraged that way and people are saying, yes, I think that's a good fit for you, then go for it.
Anything else that we can do for you? We always like to highlight some of these great things that our guests are doing, and sometimes there's a need for funding or resources, anything like that going on with MRO?
Absolutely. We always are looking for additional funding to do what we do locally. We're always, you know, adding and retraining our staff. And so there's a need, to keep our folks trained. If they go to racechaplain.com, there is a link there where they can, contribute, through PayPal. It's a secure transaction. We're, a part of the evangelical, organization for, ethical, funding. And it's, you know, 503 nonprofit status. So we'll make sure that they get a receipt for any contribution that they would, give to us if they'd like to support.
Great. Racechaplain.com. That ought to be easy to remember.
Good stuff. You want to be a part of the racing world? Just help him.
Absolutely.
Good idea.
We'd love to have him.
So CCU, good enrollment this fall. We're growing. We're training leaders out there.
The university is growing by leaps and bounds. God is blessing the school. In our College of Adult and Graduate Studies, we've seen year-over-year increase enrollment for the last 3 years. We're hoping to enroll right around 2,100 new students this year. And again, I believe strongly that student that's coming to CCU, they're there as a part of their journey that God has them on. to prepare them to go out and to change and to influence the world for the kingdom.
Well, you're a good man. You're a good husband. You're a good dad, good friend. Your pastor says he loves you. He looks out there and sees you every week, and he's glad you're there. So glad you're in our lives, Brent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity.
And thanks for coming and being a part of the show today.
And you listeners, pray you be blessed by what you heard today as you listen to Brent Bettman's life. And as Bob and I were saying, and Brent, hope you'll think about your own life. Should I be more involved? What could I do besides just grind it out at work every day? Or if your job's the job of being a housewife, is there something I could do as a volunteer? Seek that out, find it. Jump in with both feet and trust that God's going to use you. We don't know you, but we love you, and we appreciate you listening to the program. Bob, good job.
Thanks. It's good to be with you, Bo, and thanks for tuning in to You Get the Blessing today. And for those of you that give us feedback, we really appreciate that, too.
Church, 1015 Highline Community Church.
3651 South Colorado Boulevard.
Join us. See you guys next week. Love you.